This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super.
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Big election last night in Ohio. Big, big election. And we're going to have all the election results here that matter. Enough of this. Oh, I hate that. All the election results that matter. We've got two very special guests here for you. We've got our news director, Karen Fatula. Don't wave yet, Kurt. Yeah, you got a point. Oh, my goodness gracious. Our Facebook live stream, you can see both them. Karen Fatula, who is our news director, and Kurt Weinschenker, one of our news anchors, all here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. And I want to address the elephant in the middle of the living room right up front. I will be making a special statement using a separate Facebook live stream after this show to address what happened in Richland Township. Yes, I'm going to go there. Yes, I'm going to touch on everything, all of it. That'll be special. That'll be after this show, a separate, different Facebook live stream, because this show is about the news. This show is about all the election results. Also, we're going to have a major prize package for you from Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Mitsubishi, Ram trucks, all of that. So we've got that for you. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself, who is coming back after being at the discount dentist. He had at least one of his teeth pulled, and so we'll be learning more about the discount dentist of his, and so we've got all of that. We've got Dimitri Graffiti. A lot of people are going to respond today to Dimitri Graffiti, winners and losers and people mocking me and everything else. So it's going to be an incredible show, but then there will be a special one afterward, a separate thing, Facebook live stream, where I will be addressing the elephant in the middle of the living room, the Richland Township trustee election. So Karen Fatula and Kurt Weinschenker, did you get any sleep at all last night?
We tried.
I did, but, I had to, get something together for this morning.
Right. Well, covering all the election results, my goodness gracious. Let's start with,
we had the hourly newscasts so that, people who just kind of tune in, and it runs a bit more often. So,
all right, great.
People just tune in.
But you've got all the election results here that matter. So let's start with Karen. What do you have here first for us and the results and also any analysis that you might want to offer?
Sure. Okay, we'll start in Belmont County and some major, major races there. Levies we're going to talk about, municipal races and trustee races and some school board information. About 25% of registered voters in Belmont County did turn out, and that equates to about a little over 10,000 people cast votes. That was 8,000 people in person, so that's pretty good for coming out on a Tuesday afternoon in November in an off-year election, the Ohio general election. And they had 2,600 absentee ballots that people put in. But let's just kind of get into it with some of the major levies that went through that were decided. First of all, Union Local School District's $2 million additional levy was rejected handily. 66% of voters decided they did not want that levy for Union Local Schools. However, there was a 10-year $1.25 million renewal levy for Belmont County for the mental health services, and 56% of people in Belmont County did want that.
You might, that 56% does not sound all that high when you think of mental health, disability, and all of that stuff. I'm getting a lot of some buzz in Belmont County that people are starting to look into that organization and all the reserves they have, all the money that they have, which apparently massive amounts of money. And they're starting to ask very serious questions about why on earth do we keep renewing this levy, because it doesn't seem like they need it because they have so much in the way of reserves. So that might have accounted for the low vote, 56% for, disabilities and all that. Normally it's like a no-brainer.
Right.
A lot of people are starting to ask some very serious questions in Belmont County
about this. And I do want to preface, just say this at the top, all these results are unofficial until they are certified by the Belmont County Board of Elections after their official canvass. But back to what you're saying about the mental health, the Belmont County Mental Services Board just relocated to a new building across from the old one they had. I did call them a few months back to say, what was the reason for the move? And they said they just needed more space. So I'm not sure if they've added additional staff. Didn't get a lot of details on that, but it seems like they have expanded. So that brings up along the lines of what you're saying. I'm thinking
we need some sort of an independent audit on this organization. I mean, doing fine work is one thing, but having extra money that you aren't spending except for buildings, don't get me started on useless buildings. Do not get me started on that in Belmont County.
No,
thank you.
Not at all.
Thank you. I think the entire listening audience thanks you as well.
Yeah, also the specter of the changes that will happen in levies as of next year.
What does that mean?
That means that owing to state law, there will be no more emergency levies, and there will be a 20 mil floor, if I'm not mistaken, in Ohio.
What does that mean to the typical taxpayer like
me? Well, they can't keep putting emergency levies up.
Right, but if there's going to be a floor
it's
now.
It's part of the whole property tax debate, so stay tuned.
Okay. Yes, that's absolutely true. I'm really kind of surprised that some of these did pass with all the discussion about property tax, abolishing that, because people just want to get these taxes lowered.
Right, but they don't equate the two. A lot of times they just do not equate the two. It's like, oh, this is a worthy, thing to vote for, mentally challenged people and all that, or the fire department or whatever, until they realize, and of course, too late, and then they realize, oh, wait a minute, my taxes are going up. So I think that's the real issue here. I don't think people connect the two.
And
I really don't.
The stuff that I'm seeing from up across Ohio as I search for news is that the property tax issue is being beat on every member of the General Assembly in Ohio.
They're getting a lot of pressure. They're getting an earful. Yeah.
And they are deathly afraid that voters will get the chance to vote on abolishing property taxes.
If they allow that on the ballot to essentially change the state constitution to prohibit real estate taxation, if they allow that to get on the ballot, that's going to win overwhelmingly. And then our representative is going to have a real problem, like how do we make up all the income they're going to be losing from the real estate tax, which is the most unfair tax in the world, because it's a tax every year on the same thing.
And the thing that I'm seeing from the GOP leadership in the Senate is that they are outputting, and I've been trying to get this on our hourly newscasts, raising the specter of having 16% sales tax in Ohio.
Yeah, they're just throwing stuff out there.
I'm just saying, but we're reporting it.
Well,
but let's go on.
Yeah, and you had also mentioned some of the fire service levies. It seemed like a lot of the levies that were on the ballot were rejected. Out in the village of Belmont, the voters rejected a continuing 3 mil replacement levy for police services. 69% of people voted against that.
Wow.
Out in Flushing Township, voters rejected a 5-year, 2.5 mil additional levy for fire protection. 64% voted against that. If you look over in Goshen Township, there were levies renewed and approved for fire protection. There was a 0.5 mil and a 1.5. They both were approved, and a 1.3 mil for roads and bridges that was approved. And recreation-wise, Powhatan Village, their voters approved a 3 mil renewal levy for parks and pool operations. And we already, let's touch on Shadyside. There was a lot going on in Shadyside.
Oh, yes, there was. A race for mayor, election.
Yes. Mr. Mike Mantel won decisively over John Ferrelli. Nick. Why did I say that? He goes by Nick. Is that correct?
I think so.
676 to 253. So a pretty decisive win for Mr. Mike Mantel.
Yeah. I wonder what the Erica Tambrin factor was in that election, because Ferrelli had been seeing her We had him here in studio. We talked about that. He assured me that it was simply platonic. There was nothing physical involved in this. But she ends up being the administrator for the village of Shadyside, starting out at, what, 40,000? And Nick said now she's making like 60,000 or something. And lots of questions about her time cards, lots of questions how she ever got that position. Lots of issues now with this Cassidy law firm, and she apparently turned in some sort of resignation, but I wonder if she's still on payroll there. And I wonder what the new mayor is going to do about this.
I don't know if she's still on payroll, but we did do a story about the resignation, and I think she did say something that it was perhaps something she felt she didn't have a choice in, maybe felt forced to. I can't remember the exact quote, but
yeah. And they were going to negotiate when she was when her official final day was.
Wow. Well, maybe the new mayor can actually do something about that in Shadyside, because she should have been gone a long time. She never should have been hired. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, there's don't even get me started on that whole Erica Tambrin scandal. My God.
They're going to have a big they had six open council seats in Shadyside, and let's go over people that are some still seated and some different ones. John Longwell, Melanie Haswell, Brandon Parr, Robert Gorell, Lisa Duvall, and Sam Carpino will be the council members. And talking about the mayor's race, I think there was discussion about the usual things, infrastructure, but a lot of politics and infighting and controversies within that council. So
Lisa
maybe
Duvall,
this will be a change.
Is that the dog warden for Belmont County? So we're talking about the same person, Lisa Duvall?
That is the same name. I'm not sure if that's the same person.
Okay. All right. And what else do you have here for us? Or do we go to Kurt here for a bit? Or how do you want to work this?
Let's see. Well, Kurt, you want to add anything on Belmont County? Let's talk Richland Township. Again, that's a big one. Richland Township.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did a lot of coverage on the Richland Township trustees race, and the incumbents, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, will hold their seats. Jay Stevens finished third. Rick Farrell received 1,334 votes. Jim DeNoble got 1,242 votes, and Jay Stevens received 951 votes.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations, of course, to the two winners. What was really interesting to me, one of the things that was really interesting, is that their vote totals compared to 4 years ago were way down. They lost roughly 170-some-odd votes from the previous election 4 years ago. And I think that is a big red flag. A lot of people, you know, you'd have thought if the voters were happy with Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, their tallies would be the same or go even higher. But they actually lost almost 180 votes from 4 years ago. And I think that is telling. Also, the fact that Jay Stevens got as many votes as he did, even though no one's ever heard of this guy, I think is a troubling thing for these two. But again, they won fair and square. They deserve all the credit, unconditional. And we applaud them for that. I'll be addressing all of this in a separate special Facebook live stream that I'll be doing after the show this morning. Any other election results that you have here for us, Karen?
You can go to rivernews.org, and we do have our article listed of all the township trustee races, school board elections, levy results. So go to rivernews.org, and you can get further details and drill down as to what your community voted for.
All right. Kurt, we've got about a little over a minute and a half before we take a break. Can you give us
why don't we just go to break and then
let me finish a sentence. Give us an overview very quickly of what you're going to be touching on.
Okay. We'll start with the raw facts, which is they can't in Jefferson County, 12,838 ballots were cast. According to my math, that's about 30% of eligible voters based on registration numbers.
That's pretty good.
Yes, and most times we're looking at 15%. Steubenville mayor's race was not much of a contest, with Ralph Petrella just crushing everybody. We'll talk a bit about the Royal Mayo Council race, because that's one of those where if you get out and vote, you make a difference.
Yeah, very weak result on part of Royal Mayo, and also the library.
levy. That was, to me, fascinating.
There was a bit of controversy.
One of our commenters just said it's a different Lisa DeVoe.
It's not the one. I didn't know. I recognized the name, and I thought, great. Fair enough. The library levy in Steubenville, I think, is really interesting. It barely won. Library levies typically win, never a problem. This one barely won, and it's all about the controversy regarding LGBTQ plus, whatever the thing is these days. And that is, I think, really interesting. A lot of people don't understand what that's really all about. So you've got all of that for us and so much more. Kurt, also more with Karen. The election results, it is not only the Belmont buzz, but really throughout Ohio. If you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. It's Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, and the River Talk Radio Network.